Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about
it. It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Jack, a national review team has found Wayne County is facing a financial crisis. Wayne is Michigan's most populous county. What does this mean for the state?
Well, it's more what it means for Wayne County. Now, the governor, this is similar to the situation in Detroit. The governor has an option to, of course, move towards an emergency manager, or what is much more likely in this case, enter into a consent agreement with Wayne County, which would give new county executive Warren Evans more latitude to get things in shape. So there's a fair amount of confidence in Evans' ability to sort of maybe right the ship. I'm going to talk about that more at 1:30 today.
Now, Evans says that the county can fix its problems without going into bankruptcy or entering emergency management. Is he right?
There are reasons to be optimistic despite Wayne County's problems. Wayne County's problems are probably more a function of irresponsible politicians making bad decisions. Detroit, while you had some of that, of course, Detroit is much more desperately poor than Wayne County as a whole. And I think that there at least is willingness to let Evans try to do this before they go to emergency management.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count report was out yesterday. It shows that nearly one in four Michigan children lives in poverty. The authors of the report say to combat the problem, it's important to boost policies and programs that help parents, such as paid sick leave and the state's earned income tax credit. How is the state doing to that end?
Well, the state is doing everything it can to ensure that there's more poor children. They are trying to eliminate, at least people in one body of the legislature voted to eliminate the earned income tax credit entirely. They slashed it when Snyder first came in from 20% down to 6%, and there's no real sign of any legislation that would allow sort of paid sick leave or make things easier for families. So unfortunately, while the rest of the country seems to be getting better, according to this report, Michigan is in worse shape than it was during the bottom of the Great Recession and doesn't seem to be improving anytime soon.
All right, time to talk roads. There's no deal yet. The House and the Senate adjourned yesterday without enough lawmakers in attendance to vote on a plan to fix the state's roads. Lawmakers are off for about a month. They will return to Lansing in mid-August. Now, we've heard that the longer we wait to fix the roads, the more expensive it's going to be. What does this mean for the state?
Worse roads, and the roads will continue to deteriorate. It'll continue to be harder for Michigan to attract business. Plainly, the two houses can't agree. The Senate passed a plan that calls for $700 million in unspecified cuts every year from the general fund, plus a tax increase on fuel. The House doesn't want any tax increase at all. Democrats in the House, which would be needed to pass anything, are unlikely to go along with any deal unless they know where those spending cuts are supposed to come from. So we're back at an impasse, and I see no likelihood that we're going to get the roads fixed anytime soon.
And finally, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan leaves for Japan later this week for his first international trip as mayor. He will make stops in Toyota City and Tokyo. Duggan's office says the trip presents an opportunity to lay the groundwork for Japanese businesses to consider further investment in Detroit. What sort of benefits do these sorts of trips generally reap?
It's not a tit for tat. He's not going to go over there and come back with an announcement that Toyota is going to build a factory in Detroit. These are sort of long-term things in Asian countries, even more so than elsewhere. It's all about building relationships. The Japanese, some people don't know this, but they kicked in more than $3 million to the bailout of the pension funds that helped save the Detroit Institute of Arts during the worst of the bankruptcy, and there is Japanese investment in Detroit. So this is probably a wise and prudent thing to do. The mayor says no city funds are being used for this trip. So it's probably a good thing for him to do. I don't see any downside to it.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.